The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in bright and early Sunday morning. The early bird gets the worm. We'll talk about some offers later today. Today's topic, all about corrections and how to maneuver them. I mean, it's one thing to recognize a correction that we're still in that started beginning of October after just setting records in September. But we're also going to try to teach you how to become a better investor, how to make volatility your friend and not your foe. So we have a lot to accomplish here today. I'm glad you're tuning in. So let's start off with this past week as far as volatility. My gosh, I called it Groundhog Day. Remember the movie with Bill Murray? Oh, yeah, yeah. Why it was a funny movie, though at times got kind of monotony because he did the same thing over and over and over again. Well, the market was like that for 5 days in a row. 5 days in a row, believe it or not, we actually had futures higher in the morning. Before 9:30 the market opens, you can kind of see when the market's trading. And on my report in the morning, Mike and Casey shows, hey, markets looks like firming up here this morning. Everything looks pretty good. Maybe we'll bounce back today. And by the end of the day, the market was lower, and I felt like, wow, this is really like Groundhog Day. You know, waking up to Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe. No, I won't sing and break your ears. But it was like that Groundhog Day kind of endless loop over and over again. Do that 5 days in a row. I mean, gosh, people leave in the morning, see the markets up. Oh, good. Maybe we'll bounce back. Maybe we'll have a good day. And by the end of the day, see lower markets. Like, oh, yeah. So, you know, what's behind that? Of course, there's a lot of cross currents happening at once. And from a new government, now Congress is going to look different than they did before, challenging the president and some of the agenda items that he had that probably will not go through, including more tax cuts. We have the Fed still talking about raising interest rates. We'll touch about that in a second. And also, you know, this trade with China is probably one of the biggest ones that's out there. And that the administration this past week, I don't know, it's crazy. I mean, one administrator comes out and says, hey, you know what? We're going to get this thing right with China and we're going to be able to make a deal. And then someone else comes from the administration and says, you know, we don't expect anything until January. And even then, we may not be able to get a deal. So, you know, you wonder why the market's kind of schizophrenic. I mean, we're getting a lot of mixed messages here in the economy at the same time. It was the perfect storm in October. I felt everything coming at once. You have a time when companies are coming out and said earnings were good for the third quarter, but going forward, we really can't predict it too much. We don't know how China trade is going to develop, or a strong dollar versus other currencies, and these multinationals one after another was giving kind of softer than expected guidance. That was kind of the first thing. The Fed then talked about raising interest rates in 2018 one more time in the December meeting, and three or four more times in 2019. And so, you know, that obviously been hitting those areas that are interest rate sensitive, such as construction companies and real estate and autos, and it goes on and on and on. The area that's really sensitive to interest rates. So we got that going on in the perfect storm in October. And then, of course, the trade and all these other type of things. So here we are in November. We had a nice lift from the midterm elections. That last week, actually, we're up over 700 points. Then we came in Monday down 600 points, and down Tuesday down over 100 points, and very quickly erased last week's strong showing. So this is kind of where we're right now in a pickle. Seasonality is supposed to be very strong from the markets. Typically, October, November, December are decent months strung together. In fact, we haven't had, again, let's put it this way, since 1950, we've always had at least one of those months higher, whether it's October, November, December. So think about that. 1950 is a long time ago, 68 years. We've had at least one of those 3 months has been higher in any given year. So we'll see when November ends. We still have to figure that one out. But that really talks more about seasonality. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about corrections, how to maneuver them. So right now we're just kind of laying out the groundwork of what was Groundhog Day this past week. You know, waking up to the same morning, oh, futures are higher. And then finding out when you get home that the market was lower. And these patterns, by the way, we kind of see this over and over again. When things are going right, it's just the opposite. The market could start lower. We can actually have some things that are not looking so pretty. But somehow that 3 to 4 o'clock, you know, we start seeing some buying. We're setting records. records in 2017 and early 2018 and later in the summer and fall of 2018, setting records, we'd have a sprint into the close. Now, that 3 to 4 o'clock now is known as the witching hour. It seems like when things look okay, I don't know, it seems like institutions, these algorithms, all these type of things you hear about, all putting a lot of selling pressure on the market from 3 to 4 o'clock. So this year, though, is very interesting because, put it this way, 2017, the biggest correction we had is 3.5%. That's hardly a correction. Most years, you'll have a 10% correction. We have had three 10% corrections in this one year, and that's highly unusual. Last year was highly unusual because of the lack of corrections. This year, because of the nature and the velocity of the corrections we had. And we start off the year, January was a very strong note. The Dow's were 5.5%. But we said here, too, like 5.5% is great. If you analyze that, that's like 60, 70% return. We know that's not unsustainable. You know, we know that's not sustainable. That 5.5% per month is not going to be sustainable. Then February comes around, and we start getting this kind of trade tariff war with China, aluminum, steel, those type of things in February, and then we sell off nasty sell off, down over 10%. We recover in March, only for an April 10% correction, and then we kind of chop around for a while. Then late summer, August, September, back to setting records from where we were in January, and then October. Don't need to tell you that. October months have been very spooky. We had, remember, the 1929 crash, the 1987 crash, and more recently the 2008, though not known as a crash, was a great recession. Lehman going into business, and the markets were down quite a bit in October 2008. And sets up for this. Here we are, year end, and hopefully a year end rally. But if you think about corrections and how you can become a better investor, kind of laying out the groundwork here, you notice what happens with these type of corrections, right? You see that there's a pattern to them. And much like, let's say, meteorologists who study hurricanes, okay, here's the pattern. It kind of hits, then it softens, then it regroups. Basically, a correction goes something like this. In October, we went straight down. It was like catching a falling knife. I mean, day after day, a sharp, sharp sell-off. Then we do get a bounce, which we did. And then we usually go back and retest that low, that October low. It depends on where you look at it. I think October 18th may be the low. But if you look at a chart, it looks like exactly what we're doing. It's the nature of these, how corrections work, that we go down sharply. Then you get some bottom fissures, so to speak. We get a bounce. Things are not as bad as they seem. And then the other shoe drops and go back and test. Now, the question is, will we hold that test? That's the most important part of it. So as weather patterns have a certain kind of nature to them, so do corrections. And that's why I want to share with you, you know, when you get the first bounce and a correction, don't go jumping on it. Wait to see if things settle out and go back and retest. And we'll talk more about that strategy when we come right back, right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Today's topic, all about corrections and how to maneuver them or how to maneuver around them. Well, you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. That book now, first 20 callers will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. We cover topics like the economy, politics, even how it relates to the economy, the markets, taxes, insurance. We try to cover it all. And today's topic, as I mentioned, is all about correction. So again, perfect companion. If you can't join us all the time, get this book for free. 845-371-0101. Get a pen and paper right here. Here we go. 845-371-0101. 371-0101 for the first 20 callers. Now, this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm, and it's pretty early here Sunday morning, let's face it. So get the book for free, 845-371-0101. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, I'm on the Mike and Casey show around 8:25 in the morning, right after the traffic. We update the Hudson Valley market report, what's happening with local business news, national markets. So it's Monday through Friday. And on the way home, Bill Kugel around 5:15 on the Andy Bale show tells us again what happened with the markets that day, local markets, national averages, local news, and all that type of good stuff. So we're with you pretty much around the clock, Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 drive time home. Take a break on Saturday, back with you on Sunday. So also you can visit our website, MahoneyGPS.com, because that's my books. I kind of write books. I kind of like, you know, your GPS you have in your car. You type in where you want to go, where your destination is, and your car will get you there, except for it was the old night with slippery sliding, everything around. Oh my God, I hope it didn't take you 4 hours to get home like so many people. But anyway, you put in your destination in your car, right? And the GPS shows you how to get there. Sometimes you have to reroute. Same thing, our planning that we do, Mahoney Asset Management, is that actually if you go to the site, MahoneyGPS.com, it's actually a big GPS. You can navigate. Hey, I have 10 years of retirement. Ooh, go here for these sources. Or I have 5 years of retirement. Ooh, go here for these sources. So MahoneyGPS.com, welcome you to enjoy our site. So picking up where we left off right before the break, all about corrections, how to maneuver them. I mentioned that these corrections all have some type of pattern to them. And again, they don't always have to fit the pattern, much like, you know, meteorologists tell you about how hurricanes go patterns. Sometimes they do something kind of weird. That can always happen. But typically what happens, something, you know, happens and the market just starts selling off. Some type of major news item. And again, in October, there's a number of forces. I call it the perfect storm, if you remember that movie. You know, we had the Fed raising rates. We had China trade talks kind of not going anywhere. You had so many things are happening all at once, and the market just couldn't take all that and just started falling. So the first move is down. And then there's some type of bounce. Sometimes it's a dramatic bounce, too, and we did have that bounce. And generally speaking, it goes back to retest that low. Now, hopefully, in this case, it holds that low and makes a higher low. I know that's very technical, but the nature of it is it goes down, then it starts bouncing up. People get excited. They jump into it. They call it a bear trap. And then we go back down again. But on that second maneuver down, that's usually a better time to be buying if that's what you're looking to do. And again, it's hard to time the market. I always think the best way to do it is through your 401k plan, your 403b plan, a little each month, a little bit at a time. We call dollar cost averaging. I'll talk about that in a minute. But at the same time, if you're trying to say, hey, you know, I'm trying to be opportunistic about this correction. I'm trying to add in, you know, some of my funds I like, or ETFs I like, or stocks that I like. I want to buy in to those type of investments when the market's low. I get it. But it's always hard to time it. But understand, like I said, we go down, looks like a falling safe. You pick up a chart. I mean, take a look at the Dow Jones or the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ. You actually can look at a chart. And that, again, it's not a science. It's kind of a science and art together. But if you look at it, you see that you see this the market going down, 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 and then it bounces. But the best way kind of is buying off some type of base after we've done some what they call horizontal work. So using nasty, nasty downturns like we had in October, we just don't bounce back. I mean, the worries are still there, obviously. There's what they call overhead resistance. It takes some time to get through. We do hope to have a year-end rally. That'd be nice to have a Santa Claus rally. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, all about corrections and how to maneuver them. And, you know, we're with you every Sunday morning covering different topics. Visit our website, MahoneyGPS.com. If you want a topic or a subject that we should be speaking about, let us know. We love the feedback. I'm kind of going along with what people want to hear, particularly when you hear this volatility that we're having, or seeing the volatility that we're having. And people get really, really nervous. I get it. You know, sometimes people think it's going to be 2008, 2009 all over again. So there's a lot of pluses to the economy. We have GDP, which in the second quarter was 4.1%, actually, and then revised to 4.2. And then last quarter, we had 3.5% GDP. That's kind of a good number. A little bit too hot. We had Goldilocks. Not too hot. Not too cold. The Fed thinks we're too hot. So that's a big number. The GDP number has been very positive. The unemployment rate, 3.7%. The stock market, up until October, was setting highs. Consumer confidence, very high. And then we have other things that are kind of bugaboos. Those things that are kind of interest rate sensitive. Things that when the Fed talks about raising rates so many times, we're seeing real estate kind of, at least in our areas here in Hudson Valley, soften a bit. At least that's what realtors are telling me, especially Northern Westchester with high property taxes. And you can only write off up to $10,000 in property taxes. So if you're in a property, let's say Northern Westchester or somewhere in Westchester, in Southern Westchester is pretty expensive for taxes, and you're paying $15,000 or $20,000 a year in property taxes, $10,000 is the most you can write off. And then you have higher interest rates on top of that. So you're starting to see some of these areas like home builders, construction, home improvement companies, all kind of saying the same thing, that things are slowing down a bit, that these interest rate hikes have already gone through the system. Forget about the new ones coming for December and more in 2019 that are already having an impact on an economy. And sometimes just the words alone from Federal Reserve Chair Powell, you know, just by him saying, hey, we're going to raise rates, has the intended impact or effect, even though the rates weren't even increased yet. And we're seeing that around a lot. So the reason why I bring that up into your attention is that while we have a lot of positive headlines out there, no doubt, GDP is positive, low unemployment, consumer confidence, small business confidence numbers, the stock market up into October or so, all pointing to a very strong economy. But underneath it, though, there are some weaknesses. There's definitely a cross current here. You're also finding companies, because of the trade wars, not able, multinationals specifically, not able to give you really, really good guidance of what's going to happen in the future. Well, how can they? They don't know how strong the dollar is going to be. They don't know how they're going to find new suppliers because of the tariffs and China imports. So there's a lot of things that are going on right now and why we're having this choppy market. And after this break, I'm going to give you a strategy that I think can help you take this volatility, make it your friend, and how best to maneuver these corrections. We'll be right back after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. I smell the eggs going, coffee, tea. I'm very simple, just tea, no sugar, no milk, just straight up tea. Love the tea. Gets you going every morning. And today's topic, all about corrections and how to maneuver them. In this final segment, we're going to go right into really deeply how that works. But before we do that, I want to talk about my book offer. Mike Bennett just spoke about Not Your Father's Retirement. I think you know what that name implies. It's for free. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can tune in, sometimes you miss us. But again, in the pages, I think you were tracking that pretty well. A lot of the concepts we speak about here are in that book. So great companion. Get that book for free. 845-371-0101. Get 845-371-0101. I'm right here in the Hudson Valley. Grew up in Northern Westchester. Been in Westchester pretty much my whole life, other than going to college. So the reason I say that, this is not syndicated. This is right here local. So get that book for free. 845-371-0101. And finally, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But because you're up Sunday morning bright and early with coffee and tea, you get that book for free. 845-371-0101. Today's topic, all about corrections, how to maneuver them. But I was also going to remind you, Monday through Friday, listen to our market report. I'm on the Mike and Casey show around 8:25, right after traffic. Probably perfect for that because all kinds of crazy traffic happening with this inclement weather. And then on drive time home around 5:15, my colleague Bill Kugel tells you what's happening in national markets, Hudson Valley Index, so forth and so on. So we got to cover Monday through Friday. And then, of course, here Sunday mornings. And our website, MahoneyGPS.com. And last week, it kind of felt like Groundhog Day. Every day I start the market report on the Mike and Casey show and talk about the market being higher in the morning, but by the end of the day, the market went lower, just like Bill Murray kind of going through this loop over and over and over again. We did break the spell on Thursday. Hopefully we can make some headwinds, but we're definitely in this correction pattern. Like I mentioned, like hurricanes have their own kind of pattern, so to speak. Meteorologists talk about them. Well, you know, in general, these markets, when they have these sharp sell-offs, they tend to bounce, get people excited, and then we go back and retest, and that's kind of what we're doing right now. And I kind of mentioned that there's a lot of different ways of handling this, and it's not very easy to kind of know how this is going to go, but there's a lot of forces at work. And people say, well, how can the market go higher? Look at all the headlines. Well, you know, look, if we can get a trade deal with China, I think the market would do a lot better, because companies' earnings, multinational companies, can then, like, you know, focus and try to figure out how to best maneuver their own maneuvering in the marketplace. Right now, because of tariffs, there's such a dislocation with suppliers, and there's so many things that are happening right now, it's very, very difficult. The uncertainty around trade has made it very difficult for companies, and that's why we're seeing the volatility. Also, you know, for a long time here, the Fed's been talking about this hot economy. And I mentioned before the Goldilocks environment, the Goldilocks meaning. We had a Goldilocks environment for a couple of years where we've had growth, but not too much growth to tip the hand of inflation. It was neither too cold or nor too hot. Now the Fed kind of feels this Goldilocks environment has changed, and that's a little too hot for their liking, that the unemployment rate at 3.7% will put wages higher, which we're seeing in a lot of cases. The minimum wages have gone up. And with this together, from the textbooks, will create inflation. However, I haven't seen much of it, a 2.5% to 2.8% inflation. So the Fed's raising rates. Now, something's happened this past week that's really important for investors that I want to share with you. The Fed, and that is Powell, recognizes that there is some softness in the economy now. So he's backed off this, again, I can't say he's totally backed off the rate hike in December and three or four more in 2019, but at least he acknowledged something that we're all aware of in the marketplace and very sensitive to it because we watch it every day, and seeing things roll over like real estate and seeing construction companies roll over and home builders and home improvement companies and rental companies and all these things tied to kind of consumer confidence and so forth in housing. So it is an acknowledgement, and that's why we did get the lift late in the week that Fed Chair Powell kind of went off his hawkish tone, hawkish meaning raise rates. I really only care about inflation. I'm not saying he's dovish. A dovish tone means, hey, you know, we're more worried about growth than we are about interest rates. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. on WHUD. Today's topic, all about corrections and how to maneuver them. So, you know, I think we try to use something like a hybrid strategy. Look, the buy and hold, we've heard about that, and a lot of people do that. You buy a mutual fund, or you inherit a mutual fund or a stock, and you hold it for long term. We definitely believe that, because these stock gods, you don't know how to time these type of things. So we definitely believe that. So that's one strategy. But again, we like to have multiple strategies. So I think it's buy and hold, which you've done already, but also be an active investor. You know, not a day trader, but recognize when we have these sharp corrections, again, in a strong economy. Now, again, this wouldn't work in a recession like 2008, but people say, well, buy and hold. I love buy and hold. Well, ask those people in 2008, 2009, who lost half their value, what they thought about buy and hold entirely. So buy and hold does work over time. Again, there's no guarantees to it, but historically it has worked. Now, the other part of this kind of hybrid strategy is being an active investor. So we're not saying be one or the other. Consider a combination of the two. The active investor in January, we're setting records, takes some money off the table incrementally. Again, it's not 100% in stocks and 0% in stocks, and you make these huge, huge moves, but incrementally. So in January, you have this huge move up, 5.5%. Market's hitting highs. Everybody's happy, and you're taking some profits. You sound like a contrarian. Now, you can do that through rebalancing. A lot of our accounts that we work with, we like to rebalance on a quarterly basis, some rebalance on a monthly basis. So what does that mean? Let's say you're 50-50 to start the year with. At the end of the quarter, you're 65% stocks, 35% bonds. Then you rebalance. That means you actually take profits from stocks and you add the bonds and so forth and so on. There's no guarantee that's going to work, but certainly that gives you sometimes smoother volatility. So the hybrid strategy is the buy and hold, which most of you are probably doing already, and also be a little bit active investor when we have these negative sell-offs. Now, February came and it was really awful, and people say, well, gee, when's the pick? You can never pick the exact point to it, but so you could say, you know, the market's down 3 or 4 days in a row, really ugly. Now, we use oscillators. That's a whole other program. Oscillators show oversold, overbought extremes, and we were extremely oversold. Typically, it's kind of good buying opportunities. We get get back to neutral at some point when we're really, really overbought and we're like 15 to 17 days, we get overbought. Good time to be taking profits. But anyway, so we have these really nasty dips and do some buying. And then also we bounce back in March, you do some selling. Then we have this correction in April, we do some and so forth and so on. So this can create some returns for you along with your buy and hold. And again, it's very sophisticated, not easy to express here on a radio program. Of course, if you have any questions, visit us at MahoneyGPS.com. Well, the time goes by so fast. I hope you enjoy the program all about corrections and how to maneuver them. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Until next week, have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.